Welcome to the Soul Lounge. The Soul Lounge is now open. And here's your host, the Lady DJ.
Well, it seems like we've already dimmed the lights, we've poured the wine, so it's time for the music, huh? Welcome once again to the Soul Lounge. I am the Lady DJ, Ashauna Renee, and coming up during tonight's show, we're going to take some time to celebrate the life and music of one of the most underrated hip-hop and neo-soul producers around, my homeboy, actually. I can't wait to share some of that with you. Plus, I got a couple of really interesting news stories, some things going on with some of your favorite artists. We're going to go into that. I've got a couple of requests. Thank you, by the way, for all of you who have been Facebooking and tweeting and emailing me. I hear you. I see you. And I do have your requests coming up. So why don't we get started, actually? I want to start with this phenomenal singer. She's out of Philly. She's been around for quite some time. She's been singing since she was a little one. She's a singer. She's a songwriter. She's a phenomenal pianist as well. She wanted to be a corporate lawyer, as a matter of fact, but you know how music is, and when you're really talented, it just will not let go. And so she is currently working on her sophomore album, but I wanted to give you what is, I think this is like probably my favorite song from her self-titled debut album. I'm talking about Avery Sunshine. This is Ugly Part of Me as we kick things off inside the Soul Lounge.
Last night I got mad. I said things I shouldn't have said. No, all he could do was walk away. He was gone and it was too late for me to say.
It's just that ugly part of me.
just that ugly part of me.
soul. It sounds so good.
Music from Tasha Kabota on BOA. This is Soul Lounge. I'm the lady DJ, Shauna Renee. You know, he was a huge star, actually, in his native Japan before he made it to the West. That was back in the mid-90s. He spent the early part of his career Sort of introducing and then interpreting like American soul music and R&B music. If you've traveled to the East or you've been there or you live there, you know that soul music is really big. Hip hop is really big. African American culture is really big there. So he did very well for himself. And then he came on over to the West, and the song we just heard, Nothing But Your Love, is actually the title track to his 2000 album, which is about the third or fourth album that he released here. And by the way, he'd sold over 1 million copies of all the ones that he released in Japan, so that's kind of hot. By the way, here he has a remix. There's a J Dilla, JD remix that you can find on my Facebook page. Just go to facebook.com/VOA Lady DJ and the number one, and it'll be right there for you, and you can check it out. And speaking of Dilla, JD, J Dilla, depends on what you want to call him, you know. His mama called him James Yancey, you know, whatever it is. We're celebrating his life and we're celebrating his music. As I said earlier, you know, I think he is probably one of the best producers out there. And if you know anything about the underground, hip hop underground, then you're probably familiar with him. He was born and raised in Detroit, very much like I was. And his mother, who was a former jazz music, no, she was a former opera singer, and his dad was a jazz bassist, actually. His mom said that he could match pitch perfect harmony by the time he was 2 months old. They started letting him collect vinyl when he was just a little one, like 2-3 years old. And from that point, he would spin records and entertain his family, entertain people at the park. So again, another one of those artists where it was just kind of in him. It was in his soul. And from there, he went on to be part of a group, one of the first groups to actually be signed to a major label out of Detroit. This is before Eminem. This is before Kid Rock, before all of them. And then he went on to work with Janet Jackson and The Far Side, De La Soul, Busta Rhymes, A Tribe Called Quest. Now, you might not know this because a lot of the work he wasn't credited for, but he was definitely there. And so there are so many artists that recognize him and have done so musically, and we're doing so a lot recently, because February 7th, he passed away. But by the way, February 7th would have been his 40th birthday. He passed away, yeah, back in 2006. He had a very rare blood disease. But anyway, I thought I would play for you. I gotta say, this is probably one of my favorite songs that is, in fact, a tribute to him. This is from Erykah Badu's New America Part 1 album. It's called The Healer, inside the Soul Lounge. Coming to you loud and clear. Like the brain, everyone's attention. Thank you.
soul. It sounds so good.
I'm calling.
Yeah, maybe I'm selfish.
Out
I want you to myself, I can't help it.
All mine.
Yeah, maybe I'm selfish.
You're mine, ladies, and I can't.
Maybe I'm selfish.
Let you,
I want you to myself, I can't help it.
My thick chicks down in Texas, all the way to New Orleans where the girls cook catfish. And in LA, every chick's an actress. Hollywood status with the shaded glasses. To Detroit, yeah, the place that I rest, where the ladies got sis and lalas. And Hot Atlanta, y'all, is one of the best, where they speak Southern slang and smoke lasses. And New York women are way too fresh. Too much on your mind, let me ease that stress. I wish you all were mine, it's so selfish. Maybe I'm feeling myself too much, I guess. But to my ladies all across the globe, in small towns that I don't even know,
no.
To all local international code, whether you see me in streets or catch me at shows,
I'm calling. Yeah, maybe I'm selfish.
Out.
I want you to myself, I can't help it.
All mine.
Yeah, maybe I'm selfish.
You're mine, ladies, and I can't.
Maybe I'm selfish.
Let you,
I want you to myself, I can't help it.
Yeah, no one,
yeah,
but me.
Yeah,
baby.
And don't be trying to come around my girl acting like Mr. Friendly and steal the spotlight like Mr. Bentley. I spotted her like Spud McKenzie, and for them fake I paid them Benjis. Get your own. I got Paris, he got Nicky, he tried to get him a clone. He said, yeah, you know you got extra, and everything you do is extra cold. From the polo fleece to the Jesus piece. I got family in high places like Jesus, niece. Can I please say my peace? If y'all fresh to death, then I'm deceased. And this one here is a heat rock. Spit like a beatbox, the way the beat rocks. New version of Pete Rock. But for that Benz, I get CL love. So I switch my girls around like 3L Dub. I'm calling.
Yeah, maybe I'm selfish.
Out.
I want you to myself, I can't help it.
All mine.
Yeah, maybe I'm selfish.
You're mine, ladies, and I can't.
Maybe I'm selfish.
Let you,
I want you to myself, I can't help it.
Yeah, baby.
What up, Pam? How your little man doing in New Jersey? Last I heard, he caught the flu and you was worried. Hope he feels better. And thanks, Jonetta from Cleveland, for that good thing. Your Jetta better believe it. Shanice, you my piece from Compton. Before I'm off the plane, make sure you cop some trees to spark up. Danielle, ATL, got them pictures in the mail. You sealed with a kiss and you sent it with Chanel. You looking good in that one, showing off your body. Had a Beverly Hills mommy that would buy me Cardis, take me to after parties. Her name was Kari, and it sucks that we didn't keep in touch, I'm sorry. But hey Kim, how's Minneapolis? You so pretty, hate you show off your for silly classes. Cause I love you girls, though you ain't mine. I wish my arms was long enough to hug you all at the same time.
I'm calling.
Yeah, maybe I'm selfish.
Out.
I want you to myself, I can't help it.
All mine.
Yeah, maybe I'm selfish.
You're mine, ladies, and I can't.
Maybe I'm selfish.
Let you,
I want you to myself, I can't help it.
Slum Village featuring John Legend and Kanye West from their 2004 album Detroit Deli, A Taste of Detroit. Just that little part of the J. Dilla tribute. Folks all over the world, music lovers, were doing that a couple of weeks ago as they were celebrating what would have been his 40th birthday. So I thought it was appropriate that we do our little bit here in the Soul Lounge. I wouldn't be a good Detroit girl if I didn't, you know what I'm saying? All right, let's see. What do we have coming up? Oh, Jill Scott. Did you know that Jill Scott has a co-starring role in a new James Brown biopic called Get On Up? She's working on that. She's doing some stuff for the American version of The Voice. She is a busy, busy lady. Gotta love that voice. So I thought I'd give you a little Jill Scott and Anthony Hamilton, huh? As we keep things moving inside the Soul Lounge. So in love.
Yeah, 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 yeah. Oh, 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 yeah, yeah, yeah. Ooh, oh. Mm. I'm glad this week is
get you right away. Can't wait to see you looking lovely. I hope you're thinking of me, 'cause all I want is time of you and don't need nothing more.
First thing in the morning, when I open my eyes and see you, I feel like a breath of fresh air. I feel like I could fly, that I could get by.
From the ambient R&B sounds of yesteryears to today's new soul experience, you are now inside the Soul Lounge.
So if you are just joining us, welcome back to the Soul Lounge, which we have transformed into a dance hall, because today it's all about reggae music. It's all about music that is inspired by the reggae sound, inspired by the island, inspired by all those things that make us feel good, and also those things that make us think. And I thought, well, I would be remiss if I did an entire show about reggae music. And of course, I talk about this man constantly and not play one of his songs, Bob Marley. So how do you choose one Bob Marley song? We could do 2 weeks worth of nothing but Bob Marley songs, and those would just be my favorites, you know, not even yours. So I said, let me see, which one should I pick? We all know that Bob Marley was a revolutionary. No question about that. If you've ever seen any of his interviews, he'll tell you, you know, he was the voice of the people. But what a lot of people also don't realize, or maybe they do, is that he was a romantic as well. In 1967, he composed this beautiful song for his wife. Now, John Nash, the singer, he was the one that kind of popularized the song. But for those people who knew Bob and loved reggae music, we know for a fact that this is his song. It was Bob Marley's first successful song outside of Jamaica, and we're going to kick the second half of Soul Lounge off with Bob Marley and Stir It Up.
I've got you on my mind. tasty.
Back to the Soul Lounge. Of course, that was Bob Marley, Stir It Up, his song written in 1967. Still holds up today. And that's the thing about great music. And I think that's the thing about music that comes from the heart, that is written for the purpose of really saying something and really connecting with people, is that 20, 30, 40, 50, we'll even see maybe 100 years later, that music still means so much to so many people. So we've been playing a nice combination of what people consider sort of roots reggae, the beginning of the reggae sound itself. But there are some younger artists out there, some artists who really know how to kind of turn things up when it's time to party and just have a good time. You know, just throw all your cares to the wind and go out there and do what you do. And one of my favorite artists to put on when I'm in a kind of Jamaican mood, but I don't really want to think, I just want to dance, is this next guy, Sean Paul. I'm sure you've heard of him. He's a huge success, probably one of the most successful artists out of Jamaica, outside of Marley these days. He teams up with beautiful singer Sasha on this one. This was a huge hit for him, actually on the American charts and around the world. It's called I'm Still In Love With You.
When come the thing them call a broken heart, this blessed love will never part. I don't know it from the start. Me tell them, say I'm dirty, yeah. Sean Paul and Sasha, come sing for them, baby.
Though you make me holler, though you make me sweat, I can't get your tender. I can't get you off my mind. What is it about you, baby?
I don't see that, I still love. Bling, bling. bling for all the girl. When I dance the loving, when me fling fling control the girl. And I make your head swirl, and I make your body twirl, and I make you wanna be my one and only baby girl. Night after night, make it feel up to keep you warm. Girl, you never get this kind of loving from your bond. I know you want your cats, and me just can't perform.
I love you, baby.
I know you get the little loving on my God.
You don't know how to love me.
I know no time for no kissing and chow.
Not even how to kiss me.
I do my take your little advice, dog.
I don't know why.
Baby girl.
I love you, baby.
I don't see nothing love. Say that's a dirty, dirty love.
I'm still in love with you, boy.
So, girl, can't you understand that a man is just a man? That's a dirty, dirty love.
I'm still in love with you, boy.
The blessed loving from the start, but you know we're at the part. That's the way I give my love.
I'm still in love. Yes, I'm still in love.
Yo, what a man gotta do? What a man gotta do, girl? Hey, I do me give and tug love and say bye, bye, bye. But turn around to ask a question, why? When me leave in me city, girl, I cry. And it hurts my heart to tell a lie. So don't cry no more, baby girl, for sure. Just remember the good times we had before. Say it, that's a dirty, dirty love.
I'm still in love with you, boy.
So, girl, don't you understand that a man is just a man? That's the way I give my love.
Old school soul. Thank you.
Blaster inside the Soul Lounge transformed into the dance hall. I am the Lady DJ. By the way, that song was created as an ode to Bob Marley. Stevie Wonder and Bob Marley, who had performed together back in like 1975 in Jamaica at a concert that Stevie headlined and that the original Wailers actually performed together. And this was years after they had broken up. Well, they met then and met again in and around 1980. And Stevie and Bob were planning on embarking on a U.S. tour together. Bob Marley was going to open up for Stevie Wonder. It was going to be huge. But as you know, this was in and around the time that Bob Marley had gotten very, very sick and he couldn't perform, and he didn't really do the tour, though he did come out on stage with Stevie Wonder a couple of times. But anyway, he released that song just kind of in honor of Bob, in honor of reggae music, in honor of Jamaican culture, and it's from his Hotter Than July album, which, by the way, no surprise here, song stayed at number one for 7 whole weeks. And that's really what this show is all about. It's about reggae music, but it's about those artists that are inspired by reggae music. It is about the people who come from the islands and are inspired by reggae, but then kind of mash it up with the sounds of their own traditional music as well. Music is all from the soul. It's all one, if you think about it. So let's see. Oh, you know where I want to go? I love this song. This song came out a few years ago, and I am a hopeless romantic, so let's turn the lights down just a little bit. Here's Egyptian. This is called Hold You.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And girl, me want for you all, yo. Put me arms right around you. Girl, you give me the tightest hold me ever get in my life. Girl, me want for just squeeze, yo. Put me things all around you. Girl, you give me the tightest hold me ever get in my life. Mm-mm. Me hide them gem, me no care. Me take it anytime, anywhere. In the square, so me no fear. Long as a woman, I will be there. Me want a girl, me can't wine for me. Me want a girl, me can't take care of me. Let me feel it, let me reveal it. Oh, me have to really squeeze it. Girl, me want for you all, yo. Put me arms right around you. Girl, you give me the tightest hold me ever get in my life. Girl, me just want to squeeze you. Put me things all around you. Girl, you give me the tightest hold me ever get in my life. Hold on, like a fast bike on the road, boom, 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 boom. Girl, on the back and share, boom, 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 boom. Give me the maga one now, the fat kum, kum, kum. When I play last one time, it come to kum, kum. Me out of control, I'm more fire, she want in her soul. She say more and more and still she grown. And still me multiply more, girl, me want to just hold ya. Put me arms right around ya. Girl, you give me the tightest hold me ever get in my life. Girl, me want to just squeeze ya. Put me arms right around ya. Girl, you give me the tightest hold me ever get in my life. Squeeze ya. Around ya. Tightest hold me ever get in my life. Sweet little devil. Yeah, this hold me ever get in
eye them try and me no care. Me take it anytime, anywhere. In a despair, so me no fear. Long as a woman, I will be there. Me want a girl when you take care of me. Me want a girl that can wine for me. Let me feel it, let me feel it. Show me that you can turn. Girl, me want for you all, yo. Put me arms right around you. Girl, you give me the tightest hold me ever get in my life. Girl, me just want to squeeze you. Put me things all around you. Girl, you give me the tightest hold me ever get in my life. Squeeze you around you. Tightest hold me ever get in my life. Love, yeah.
In a ramp as long as it come to come. Man, son, the patch or something.
Music is the language of the soul.
She's gonna scream out, this is great.
Oh my God, this is great.
Yeah, I might mess around and get my college degree. I bet my old man will be so proud of me. But sorry, Pops, you'll just have to wait. Oh, yes, I said it. I said it. I said it 'cause I can. Today I don't feel like doing anything. I just want to.
Don't feel like picking up my phone, so
is Bruno Mars. He calls that the lazy song. I love Bruno and I absolutely love that song. Bruno Mars has a way of combining all kinds of different genres of music into something that sounds really good, rock and pop, and in that case, the Caribbean rhythms. He is from Hawaii, Filipino, I believe, and you know, that's the beautiful thing about reggae music. It kind of doesn't matter. You don't necessarily have to be Jamaican to know it and to love it. And of course, I hope you all loved it as much as I did. Honestly, this was probably the most fun I've had putting together a show so far. Not only because I got to go through tons of music, but because I got to like pick the brains of so many people here in the building from around the world who have their favorite songs. Sean, you got to play this one. You got to do this. You got to do that. So we had a really good time with this one. Listen, if you want to hear another reggae show, or there's a song, a soul song, R&B, neo soul that you want to hear on a future show, don't forget that I am on Twitter at VOA Lady DJ, and I do follow back because I'm so interested in knowing what's going on wherever you are. I'm also on Facebook for those of you who don't tweet, facebook.com/VOA Lady DJ and the number one. I post pics and stories and all kinds of cool stuff up there. So make sure that you reach out to me. Love to hear from you. So I guess, you know, if you're going to end a reggae set, you know, if you're going to shut the lights off at the dance hall, then you really can only do it with one artist. And again, we try to figure out which song. And it's just the one that kind of wraps up, I think. It's all about what this music is about. It's all about what the spirit of the music. It's all about who we are and what we have in common. And what we can aspire to. That indeed is what music is about. People ask me why I do this. People ask me why I'm here. It's because I know that music is what connects each and every one of us. From where I was born in Detroit, Michigan, to wherever you are. This is, in fact, what it is all about. So, please continue to take care of yourselves and each other. Until I speak to you again, love you so much. Peace. Here's Bob.
Yesterday, Rabbi, sold I to the merchant ships. Minutes after they took I from the bottomless pit. But my hand was made strong by the hand of the Almighty. We forward in this generation triumphantly. Won't you help to sing these songs of freedom? 'Cause all I ever have, redemption songs, redemption songs. Emancipate yourselves from mental slavery. None but ourselves can free our minds. Have no fear for